Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. This is your host, Cosmic Colleen, back with another weekly astrology update. Guys, this week is going to be a rebirth for my mutable signs. So that is for my Gemini, my Virgo, my Sagittarius, and my Pisces. This is what we have going on. Now, at the beginning of the week, we didn't have too much. The 4th, the 5th, we had Mercury sextile Uranus. So that could have brought some sudden communication backlash as well as breakthrough. I'm not sure how the beginning of the week for you guys went, but for me, it definitely brought a little bit of that. Now, let's focus on the big part, which is the end of the week. So this is what we have going on this weekend. On the 8th, Thursday, we got Mercury conjunct Neptune. So we have Mercury conjunct Neptune in the sign of Pisces, and that's going to kind of begin this new moon in Pisces energy. Then on the 9th, Mars in Aquarius will square Uranus in Taurus, and Mercury will move into Aries. Then on Sunday, the new moon in Pisces will be conjunct Neptune. So we have the new moon in Pisces, and that is happening on the East Coast around 5 a.m. Sunday morning. But again, it will be conjunct Neptune. And then on Tuesday the 11th, Venus moves into Pisces, where she is exalted. So we're going to jump into it, but like, this is, again, going to be a very creative breakthrough and a very, like, leveling out the lost energies that Pisces season brings us, especially when Mercury moves into Pisces. I know for me, I have 5 Mercury placements. So when it moves into Pisces, Mercury, and we talked about this on one of the last episodes, Mercury is not working at its best. It doesn't even know what way to go, what to do, what to say. You know, things don't come out right. I bought an espresso machine, which I was so excited about. I guess I must have bought it right as Mercury was getting ready to enter into Pisces. And I just got it in the mail this week. And guess what? It won't open. I was so excited. I can't believe it. I bought an espresso machine. I would never buy one before. I was like, oh, it's too expensive, whatever. And I bought one. And literally the lid thing won't open. At first I'm like, am I doing something wrong? And then I looked at the direction that I was like pulling at my kids. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to break it any further than it already is. So again, Mercury ruled people. It's like when Mercury is not at its best in Pisces, it kind of like naturally feels a little bit like Mercury retrograde. And everything I touched seemed to be kind of backwards or not work out right. Or there was a lot over these last 2 weeks. And I'm sure my other Mercury ruled people, you know, my Gemini and Virgo placements maybe feel the same way. There's a lot of like, what the fuck moments, you know, like, Even my son last week, I'm not going to get into the details, my younger son, Remy, he like totally dogged me out to someone, like kind of without even realizing it, said something to someone that I did not want them to know about or anything like that. And my face was like, uh-oh, you know, it's kind of like a Seinfeld episode where I had to like cough up the truth a little bit. Like, oh, uh-oh, okay, let's try to keep it moving. So that's what's been going on in my world. And I know for my mutable signs, Mercury has just been not quite, for the mutable people, delivering life the way we like it to be delivered, I guess I should say. So, okay, let's start out with on Friday the 8th, beginning this weekend, new moon Pisces breakthrough, we have Mercury conjunct Neptune. So again, Mercury will still be in right before it moves in. So it's at the last degree, conjunct Neptune, getting ready to move into Pisces, into Aries, like the next day. So with this, we still have Mercury debilitated in Pisces, not working at its best, but it is at the end. So it's kind of learned what it's needed to learn over this transit, but it conjuncts Neptune. So with the conjunction, that means both planets are together in the same degree, in the same sign. We begin feeling it about 3 degrees before. So we'll start feeling this energy probably Wednesday and maybe Thursday, and then a few degrees after. So it'll kind of be tied in a little bit with this. Not so much right after, I guess, because Mercury will be moving into Aries, but more so a little bit before. So when it's the blend of energies, it can be good and bad. But remember, Mercury is not working at its best. So let's talk about the good. This is a very dreamy energy. This can get kind of lost. This can kind of, you know, where you just want to run away and escape, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's like a bad bad want to run away and escape. They can just be like, I want to go get lost in the woods and not answer my phone and not help anyone out. I just don't want to be bothered by anyone. But it can also, where you have to watch a little bit, can bring a little bit of a haze where you want to go party, you want to go get high, you want to go get lost in alcohol. So that's the other side of the token. So just be aware. If you're going to go out and party on Friday, just be a little bit aware that it can, you can get a little bit lost without even realizing it and maybe have too much to drink, you know, or decide you want to take a little shrooms and you don't. You know, I could always say you don't, and it doesn't turn out the way you wanted, but it still can a little bit create a creative breakthrough because that is what that is about. So if you feel comfortable, listen, I'm not promoting any drugs or anything like that, but if you feel like, okay, I want to take some shrooms on Friday, there can absolutely be some creative breakthrough there too. It doesn't necessarily mean it will be like, oh my God, where am I? Life doesn't matter. Any of those things that can sometimes happen with that. This is a very good energy to embrace otherworldly things. So if you want to, again, bust through that creative energy, if you want to kind of like really dive deep into yourself, into that space, that energy is like where you're sort of floating between worlds, this would be a really good thing to do. Like, I go to Dance Medicine Philly. I'm not going on Friday, but if you guys are looking for something to do, Dance Medicine Philly, where you're static dancing and you're kind of getting lost within people, that's a really good idea to do. If you want to go to like an art show, if you want to go, again, frolic in the woods with friends, just something that feels otherworldly, not like kind of normal. Sorry, you know, Pisces energy is anything but normal. And again, Pisces, they float through that energy, is going back and forth between worlds. So something otherworldly. And I'll talk a little bit more about some ideas too that you're going to want to do with this new moon that are kind of Pisces otherworldly also. And also really driving head first, like into that creative energy, this can bring this transit. But this is the harder stuff. This can also reveal an area in your mind or someone else's that needs to be a little bit grounded. Okay, so it can reveal some truth. That's what, that it drops the illusion when Mercury is the messenger, but it's also the mind, it's the communicator. And when it's in Neptune, Neptune is illusions. Neptune is like getting lost in the dream world. And so when this conjunction happened, like I said, you can kind of see like, okay, I need to ground myself in this way. I need to like come back to earth. This is not going to lead me anywhere good, this sort of thinking or this sort of behavior, as well as it can be someone close or someone you're intimate with that maybe you have to have this little conversation, and like a little grounding conversation. You need to get it together. This is not really taking you into the alignment that you want. And again, also, like I said, the illusion, sometimes that is hard. I can't remember past years where this conjunction is. Remember, Neptune has been in Pisces for, oh God, I got to double check already, but maybe, I don't know, maybe 12, 15 years so far, I think, maybe. I got to double check on that one. So the last few years, I've definitely been conscious of this transit, just talking about it on the podcast. And there's always been like a truth revealed I didn't quite want to hear, but grateful that I heard it, or a truth I didn't want to come out, or a truth I didn't want to see. However, it's like, it's either uncomfortable in the moment, but later on, you're always grateful for it. That's the thing. It might be uncomfortable in this moment when the veil is dropped. You see the truth in the situation, in yourself, in another. But afterwards, there's like a relief. There's a gratitude for it, or at least eventually an understanding. And again, a happy that it happens, because it's all part of alignment. And I know for me, it's painful to see your own truths or the truths of others, but it is important. It is important because it's very easy as human beings, as our behavior, it's so easy to lie to ourselves about something and kind of put those Neptune, you know, heart-shaped goggles on and kind of ignore the way you're going through life or your connections. And we need this transit. This happens once a year when this conjunction happens, to kind of like, ooh, let me just kind of wake up a little bit. Okay. Then, we're coming up upon this amazing new moon that is going to be happening on Sunday. So this is going to be kind of that, the first awakening, with this new moon. There is, with this, going to be some very creative breakthroughs. Maybe that's too, with the revealing of it, is you're seeing your creative blocks and you're seeing the illusions. Maybe you thought smoking weed was helping you be creative. I mean, I know I've struggled with this myself, and then you realize, actually, it's not. It's hindering my creativity. There does come a point with substances, and I say substances because that's very Neptune and Pisces, where we think they're helping us, and they're not. They're actually hindering our creative energy. So there's a little bit with that reveal, with that truth of like, okay, my energy is being, it's hindered, and I'm not meeting my creative full potential. So that's kind of a little bit what we're going to be seeing, what we're going to be feeling on Friday. And that way, we can kind of plant those seeds of creativeness that kind of come naturally with this new moon. Now, like I said this weekend, my mutable signs are going to be feeling this the most. This is happening in your angular houses, this new moon. We also have Saturn in Pisces, we're talking about that. So I did a little horoscope for my mutable rising signs. This can also be for my mutable placements. All right. So there are only four of them. If you guys are not these four signs, you can like fast forward 2 minutes and then carry on. There'll be other kind of personal horoscopes in this episode anyway. So for my Virgo risings, holla. This is going to bring new communication or allow you to say or express yourself, your wants, your needs, and your desires to your partner, business partner, or other close relationship. You really have, a much more of a mental idea of what you want with great clarity. Okay, so again, a mental idea, and this is going to then kind of, we're going to start experiences. This horoscope's for Friday, well into the new moon and then Venus moving into Pisces. So again, come Friday, come Saturday, you're going to have a much better mental idea. You're going to be able to finally communicate the things you want or haven't been able to communicate quite accurately. Or, sometimes we don't even know, especially Virgo risings, we have to make sense of things for a while in our mind, and then we can kind of bust open with that clarity and with that awareness and with that understanding. So I'm really loving this when it comes to, again, bringing these new, being able to express yourself with your desires and your wants and not putting someone else forward. Because Virgo placements, they're the helper. They're the giver. They're the doer. So they're constantly helping, giving, and doing for everybody else and sometimes lack on their own. And so this is now like, no, actually, this is what I need to move forward. Gemini risings, breaking through to some sort of career ideas. Also, your name is kind of being cleared. This is happening in the 10th house. Virgo risings, that was the first house itself. This is Gemini risings. This energy is happening in the 10th house. So again, breaking through some career ideas. Maybe you've been stuck. Maybe you've been stalled. Maybe you are just like not really feeling the energy of what you're doing right now in life. And this is going to bring some of those creative ideas to you. Or maybe you'll get a jolt again with your job and want to continue doing what you're doing. Or all of a sudden you're not blocked in these creative ideas for a business idea or a spiritual idea. And again, your name is being cleared in some way, maybe at work, maybe in public image, maybe just around a friend group or some family drama. There's a little bit of like, okay, the truth is finally revealed, like we said. And then when things happen in the 10th house, we look to a public image as well. Like it's up there, it's front. It's like, the stars shining down. So everyone is seeing what happens in that 10th house. And so it can be not just work, but career. But again, like the truth will be revealed. Within a past action, maybe a past fight, maybe a past disagreement, or one of those things. So, or again, a miscommunication that you really couldn't land on or you really couldn't understand or see the truth is going to be cleared up. And then there's going to be this beautiful new beginning there with this new moon. You also might decide it's time to get serious about your career in some way and get your priorities straight with work, home, life balance, or just say, am I putting in, and I feel like with Gemini risings, it's not always in a Pisces career house. It's not like I'm working too much. I need to like balance it out. It might be more of like, I need to stop escaping work and I need to put a little more work into that. My Sag risings, you were lost. And throughout the beginning of the week, you were very lost. You guys have been lost. We've all been lost, honestly, all of our mutable signs since Saturn moved into Pisces. But this week, and the beginning of the week, you were kind of feeling lost in last week, and especially around home, family, your foundation. But this Friday, I guess the truth shield is revealed and you feel more together and ready for that new moon beginning. But when it comes around home, family, and those type of dynamics, you know, do you have a solid foundation? There's a little bit of that. You know, there's this desire for Sag risings not to have a solid foundation. You kind of like want to be all over the place and be a gypsy. That's very Sag energy and just sort of have homes all over the place. But that can't always be reality, okay? We have to also live in reality, which some of us mutable signs have a trouble doing. So, especially my Jupiter rolled ones, Sag and Pisces. So, you know, get really grounding yourself there and not feeling so lost, but grounding yourself. You know, you're needing to find a new anchor. So this new moon for you guys is like finding a new anchor that keeps you grounded. And that needs to be somewhere in that home, family, or within that foundation. So finding or feeling people that help you feel grounded, or maybe having bringing in new mental or soul exercises that keep you here. Your minds, you are always gone. Your souls are always gone and your bodies like to follow. But again, that cannot always be reality. So reshaping your foundation. What do you really want in life to look like? How are you getting in your own way? And how can you stop it and really have a home front that you desire? Okay, stop getting lost in the dream world of what you don't have and what you wish you had, and come back to this world and just be grateful and focus in on what you currently have and how you can make that the best. Pisces rising. Whew, this is happening. I'm sorry, Virgo rising. This was happening in your house of other relationships, your seventh house. I said the first house, but I didn't mean that. Pisces rising, this is happening in your first house. So this week, there's a clear vision in your head. It should, you know, really sort of bust through at the end of the week. But it's kind of will start foggy. Like, I mean, at the end of the week, I mean, you'll have a clear vision because you've been in the fog. You've been in the fog, I feel like, Pisces placement since Saturn moved in there. You're normally in the fog anyway. But then suddenly there's this thinking this weekend of like, you wake up. All of a sudden you wake up to yourself and you're like, oh my God, have I really been like in this delusion, in this illusion? Have I really been kind of living like this? Is this how I feel? Is this what I want? This is like a wake-up call for you guys this weekend. And then on Sunday's new moon, it's like a beautiful planting the new seeds from that wake-up call. You probably felt like you were in a fog for a while, but you're waking up and you will start to take yourself a little more serious and realize how to utilize your best self in all of your work, your love, your family dynamics, your creativity, your friends, you know. And with Saturn in your first house, again, it's been bringing a lot of lessons around getting your mind, body, and soul together and aligning that. And so this weekend's transits are just another layer to that. And you're going to finally stop lying to yourself, honestly. Sometimes Pisces, they'll just live in this denial. And again, I love Pisces. I don't want to ever say, I feel like I'm sometimes shit-talking Pisces, but I have so many Pisces in my life. And as the Virgo, I'm always sort of their helper, you know, is my Virgo rising, Virgo moon. So I really can see that. And maybe it's a message to all my Pisces. Get that shit together. Okay. Now, for everybody, this is back to everybody. This new moon, again, is coming in on Sunday, 5 a.m. East Coast time. It will conjunct Neptune. And when it begins, it will conjunct, when the new moon begins, it will conjunct Saturn at some point. So adding to that serious tone, you know, probably on Saturday evening, but I got to double check that time. But again, 5 a.m. East Coast time, it will be at the end and conjunct Neptune. And so we're really planting the seeds of a creative dream. Again, this is about creative breakthrough. This is about getting past what's breaking your creative energy. And, you know, I'm loving this energy, especially for love. You know, we have Venus moving into Pisces right after the new moon, and where she's exalted and where she's happy and where she is full of love. So on this new moon, we will feel happy and detached, you know, escaping, but feeling good about escaping and getting kind of lost in a dream love, maybe even getting lost with your own self-love in that. Like, ooh, I'm going to love myself. I'm going to make myself become the best version of myself. I mean, how good does that feel? If you haven't done it, fucking work on it, because I'm telling you, it fucking feels good. And then once you learn how to love yourself in that deep, deep, untethered way, like, you're unstoppable. And you don't really give a shit if anyone else loves you or not. I can promise you that. And feeling okay with being not sure where you're going a little bit, like, but feeling open to it, feeling like you're not clogged up, but you're also okay with like taking one day at a time. I want us to focus on our creative energy. Like I said, this is really for that. And even if you don't consider yourself, quote unquote, the traditional creative, you know, you're not out there painting and escaping and all those good things. Creative energy is just creation. We all have creative energy. We all play it out every day in our lives. We're creating, even when we walk out that door. Like I kind of say, I don't paint, I don't draw, but I'm a creative, I'm an artist of the mind, I'm an artist of the soul, I'm an artist of the hair, you know? I can put outfits together, I can put people together, I can put their hair, makeup, all of that stuff. So that's a creative energy. You know, you might be working in ads, that's a creative energy. Everything is creation. So don't give me that excuse that you're not a creative person. You are. Maybe you just don't know what you are creative with. So are you trying to create? Here's my awareness questions. You guys know I love to drop those. Where, when does your creative energy seem to be juiced up? And when, where does it seem to be depleted? I should also add in who there, because that also can play in who those we keep closest to us are either going to juice us up or deplete us. So think about that. You know, what are you trying to create? Are you even trying to create? And what's holding you back? When do you feel the most creative, liberated freedom? And when do you feel clogged up and not able to create? We're always going to be balancing back and forth, but hopefully when we get a better awareness, we can kind of stay on one end versus unknowingly bouncing back and forth between both. Feeling creative again will come easier with this weekend's transits, but here are some ideas how to cultivate that energy, because that's what we want to do. We want to cultivate this energy. We want to trigger it a little bit more. It'll be natural, but now we know that this natural energy is going to be on our side this weekend. So how can we use it to, again, kind of, we're going to jumpstart it a little bit more with these exercises. So here are some ideas, kind of what I talked about earlier in this episode. First of all, meditating to a creative frequency. You guys know I love my frequencies. And even if you don't meditate, you can just put a creative frequency on in the background. I love to blast them in my car. I love to have them going in my house if I'm just even hanging out, like not even paying attention. So you can do it very purposeful. You can sit there and meditate with a creative breakthrough, with a creative frequency, or just play it. Keep it around you. Put it on. And so around the 400 hertz is where we find our creative energy. You can type that in, or you can just type in creative frequencies. I love this for a float deprivation tank. I'm thinking about getting in one on Monday, actually making an appointment out here in Westchester. So a float deprivation tank, I'm loving that. Something with water that's, again, otherworldly, Pisces energy. I'm taking a bath, taking a really like purposeful ritual bath where you get in, you set your intentions before you get in, you sort of melt away in the bath. And same with the deprivation tank, what you need to melt away, those creative blocks, and then you kind of come out with a little rebirth, a ritual practice. I know for me, I'll probably take my kids to St. Pete's on Sunday in the woods and do a little new moon. It's funny, for whatever reason, I actually, for the last couple, I started about 4 years ago, but my kids and I always go to St. Pete's for this new moon in Pisces. And we have like a little rebirth there, like a spring rebirth. So getting out into nature is one, but not like a hardcore hike, okay? I don't know if Pisces is a hardcore hiker, no offense. But like something like St. Pete's that I always go to, it's like a fun artistic hike or just a light hike or just kind of being in nature, but in a very like frolic through the woods and, you know, nothing too strenuous, but just like becoming one with nature is going to be important. So really focus. If none of those ring too true to you, there's a million other ways. Focus in then and say, okay, well, what tends to like strike my interest or strike my creativity? Or again, think what other worldly exercise activity can I do? Whew. Now I'm going to talk before this weekend. We also have Mercury moving to Aries and then Mars square Uranus. But before I jump into that, I am going to talk about Venus and Pisces to go with it, because Venus and Pisces is happening the day after Monday after this new moon. So Venus is exalted in Pisces. She's working at her highest, at her greatest. This past weekend, I went up to the Love Hotel. There's like three of them up at the Poconos. I've been there before. It's like the cheesiest shit you can ever imagine, but awesome. And it's actually these resorts are the start of the heart-shaped hotel. I mean, I'm sorry, the heart-shaped bathtub and jacuzzi. And it started there in like 1960 or something. I can't remember. I was reading the history. And then it spread over the United States and the world. So it's the home of the original heart-shaped tub. And if you saw it on my social media, we were in the Roman room with the 7-foot like bathtub, jacuzzi bathtub that was in a champagne glass, and it had its own little pool that's in a heart shape, and it had these giant pillars. It was the Roman room. It couldn't get more cheesy, but that room really feels to me like Venus and Pisces. Venus is like escaping into the woods, and she's in this beautiful but yet cheesy kind of luxurious place, and just like being free and having to do nothing but yet feeling full of love, and love is around her, which is very Venus and Pisces. So, you know, again, we love her there. She is at her greatest, lifted and supported. Pisces placements, again, there's a lot happening for you guys in a positive way, a new light. You are getting support from loved ones and friends when this happens, and they'll help you. And maybe they're just there even to just listen to you. They don't necessarily need to like tell you what to do, which you guys often find people that do that, but just listen. And also they find it easier to be, you're going to find it easier, a little bit easier to be happy and to be happy for no reason. Again, we want to get lost in love and escape in a dream. Kind of like, that's why I said that. The love hotel is very like, very Venus and Pisces, kind of escaping in that dream and that love. When Venus moves into Pisces, it's like nothing else matters, right? But just being and being in love and being creative and being happy. And, you know, there's life without work, but unlimited funds, which we all kind of, I would think we wish we could happen. Our creativity, again, and I'm loving this. So we're busting through. We're seeing what's blocking on Friday, our creative energy. We're planting the seeds and having a new creative rebirth on Sunday. And then starting Monday, we're acting that out. It's going to be like, boom, we're on the road now with this new creative energy. And we're pushing forward. We are now know where we need to go to get that full creative potential in alignment with Venus in Pisces. So again, it's like this boom, boom, boom. And it's like, okay, here we go. This is the direction that we are going. I'm really excited about that. And, you know, it feels like with Venus, like I said, Venus entering Pisces feels like the cherry on top of everything with this creative. So I'm really loving that. All right, this is a long episode, I know, because I didn't drop one last week. So let's go into what is happening also this weekend. Mercury moves into Aries. So Mercury moves into Aries. My Mercury signs, you know, you guys can, that's us, me. We can take a breath of fresh air, you know, getting so wonky when Mercury is in Pisces. We do. We feel just like totally out of, so it's a breath of fresh air. We're a little bit alert again. We're ready to move forward. Back to quick thinking, a less daze or haze. This is going to bring direct communication again for everybody. Fast or active movements. Aggressive, not necessarily bad though, just going after what you want more aggressively. My Aries placements are going to be implementing mental plans or ideas that they've been thinking of, and communicating your desires. It's going to be a very busy season. When Mercury moves into Aries, it always is. And then, you know, the Sun moves into Aries and like life fucking takes off again. However, with this, so pay attention to my Aries placements. This now Mercury, though, will be retrograding in Aries from April 1st. Not April Fools. We really begin Mercury retrograde in Aries on April 1st. And it will station direct on April 25th. And then it stays in Aries until May 15th. So this is a long time for Mercury to be staying in one time, you know, in one sign, which usually happens when he or they, with Mercury we say they, is retrograding. So Mercury staying put. But I'm going to be talking more I'm not going to get into that with the retrograde. I just want to give you guys a little bit of a heads up. You know, as we get closer to April 1st and while we're in that retrograde, I'll be keeping you guys updated about what we can expect, what we're going to see, what we're going to do. I got to look up. I don't even remember the last time Mercury retrograded in Aries. I feel like it's been a couple years, but I'm going to definitely check on that and let you guys know. But just for my Aries placements, keep that in mind. This retrograde's happening with you guys, and I will keep you guys updated once we get a little bit closer to that. Now, Mars in Aquarius squares Uranus in Taurus. So this on Saturday, there's a little bit of I find, and we're going to be more of my fixed placements are going to be feeling this, is going to be a little side energy. Well, my mutable is on one side, my fix is going to be feeling this for the day. Fighting for freedom or expressing your need for freedom. Fighting for a cause. Again, I say with Mars and Uranus, the two malefics, we look to fighting and sudden. And, you know, and Taurus and Aquarius can definitely be a little bit of a stubborn and fighting sign. So fighting for a cause, standing up for yourself, sudden burst of anger, but having, this is one of the good things, having a drive breakthrough, okay? Like a quote unquote drive, like I'm ready for that drive, you know? And sometimes we can get lost within that, even our fixed signs. So really refocusing your energy and having the drive to do it and to carry out what you need to carry out and the desire and passion to do it. So again, like, yes, I have that drive. We are moving forward. I am going this direction and I'm soldiering on, again, for my fixed placements. Woo! I kept it in almost under 30 minutes. Oh, that's a lot of stuff we talked about. Yay! Thank you, everyone, for supporting this podcast. The best way to support this podcast is to send this to someone you know. Rate, review, subscribe. You know, I'm fully self-supporting. I don't ask for donations, none of that. I just love to give this episode. So please, please continue to do that. Thank you for those who continue to do that for my podcast. And I hope that everyone has an amazing week. I love you all and goodbye.